This is a shamanic awakening ceremony for Awakening Plus. It is March 9, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. And thanks to those of you who are here live. Thanks to those of you who are listening on the recording. Once again, I've made an effort to have this sound good for both the live callers and the recorded callers. The drum and rattle are so loud in this process that it takes a little finessing on my part to get them to sound good live, although the recording is never usually an issue. So thanks for being here, and let me tell you what we got for you tonight after I drink a little water. This is the most popular event we do in Awakening Plus. People love the shamanic stuff. I do too. So tonight we're going to do a process that is designed to stir up whatever you're carrying around that's heavy and help it clear away or integrate, and then have you come out the other side more awake and more bright and shiny and feeling wonderful. This process takes about 2 hours usually. It has been as short as 90 minutes, but 2 hours is more typical. So settle in and make some time for this if you can. I'm not so rigorous as I used to be regarding participation. So if you have to leave during this event, whether you're live or on the recording, I do ask that you just in the inner world ask yourself to be separated from the energetic process, and that way your departure will not ruffle the energy of those who remain. Don't just kind of abruptly leave, though. So do ask the allies to release you, and you're free to go, of course, at any time. So I'd say just know that this can be intense, the healing part especially. There can be a lot of heavy energy flushed up. It can be uncomfortable while that stuff is processing and clearing away. And that's just how shamanism goes with this sort of thing. So just know that it may get a little heavy for a while, and it will clear. And only that which is ready to be cleared will be stirred up. And by the time we're done, you should be feeling much better than when you started the ceremony. So you invest a little bit of intensity and you get a whole lot of goodness out of it. So don't feel like a whole lot more explanation is needed on the front end. The description you should have gotten should have given you a sense of what this is about. So we'll go ahead and dive in, and I'll explain it as we go. I invite you to relax. I do request that if you're doing this, give it your full attention. Please don't multitask and do other things. The reason, of course, as always, is that you're affecting the outcome, whether you're live or on the recording. The energy of this and every other event we do is held in the Akashic Records, and your participation colors the energy in a certain way. So I do request that if you're doing this, give it your full attention. Behave as if you were right here in the room with me, and give it the same level of attention you would if that was the case. So that will help you have a better experience, and will help everyone else have a better experience too. Thanks so much. Okay, I invite you now to close your eyes, and we're going to open the mesa, and I'm going to call in a bunch of allies. They're all of high vibration and benevolent intent, so only beings of love and light will be called into the ceremony. Any other being shows up, it's on the way out. And it was there in one of you guys. Let me add, too, that there's no danger of you picking up a heavy energy from anyone else. We're going to create some vortices that are going to pull out any heavy energy so that it goes where it will do no harm if someone releases something. There we are. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher Let's serve as the highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Sri Mata Amitranandamayi Devi, Mama the Hugging Saint, please come. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Sacred Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. Archangels, please blend your energies to create a beautiful energetic field and protection. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Durga, Devi, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies of this property. I call Apu Asangate, Apu, Guardian Angel, Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu, Mount Pisgah, Apu, Shining Rock, Apu, Grandfather Mountain, Apu, Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Bear, Hummingbird, Jackal, Eagle, Condor. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Mu, West, Deborah, Zachary. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding the sacred space to hold in these good energies and to ensure that the only beings and energies that enter here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Alrighty, we have a sweet field. So the field I'm creating is not just here in the space I'm in, it's in your space, regardless of whether you're live or on the recording. Let me just say now once that everything is done for you regardless of when or where you are. So know that you are in the field. So this process will involve a series of invocations. And after the healing invocation, I will be doing some strong clearing energies to help you release what doesn't serve highest good. But the first invocation is going to be for maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So if you wish, repeat that after me. All invocations are spoken to your own higher self. After the invocation, just relax, rest in breath, and let them come in unless I guide otherwise. So if you wish, please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please saturate me with the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. Let the words go, rest in passive breath awareness. Just relax into the energy of your breath. Just feel it come and go. Tips for getting the maximum effectiveness out of this and the other invocations. And again, unless I guide otherwise. Just feel breath come and go. Don't control the breath. Let it do whatever it wants. Notice where in your body you feel the breath most easily and rest your attention there. Please do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just rest in passive breathing awareness. If you become distracted, which means your attention is not on the breath or my chosen focus, then just let that distraction be as it is. It's an uninvited guest. No resistance, just let it do its thing. However, you relax back into the breath awareness. You do this very gently and very persistently. And just do it as often as necessary. If the distraction is still there in the background, no problem. Let it do its thing. You do yours. Good. So now just relax into breath now. You've called in maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So relax while this saturates you. As it does, I'm going to sing a mantra to sweeten the energy. Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Samita. Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Samita. Sri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Samaitah Sri Bhagavate Namah Sri Bhagavati Samaitah Sri Bhagavate Namah Sri Bhagavati Samaitah Sri Bhagavate Namah Sri Bhagavate Namah Sri Bhagavate Namah Feel that sweet, peaceful energy. Let's just soak in that for a moment. Sweet. Okay, so now we're going to transition into our healing round. This will take quite a while. These healing songs may last a long time. So just relax into the intensity of it when it comes. So your instruction here is we're going to do the healing invocation in a bit, and that invocation is, Spirit that I am, please saturate me. We'll simplify, just say, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And that's spoken to the higher self. What that's going to do, it's going to call in the healing energy. The energy is intelligent, it'll know exactly where to go. And it will go in and stir up and flush away what's best cleared from you. If there's things that are best transmuted and integrated, it will do that. It'll all run on autopilot. The default when you're doing this call-in is just breath awareness. However, if you feel something intense in your field, whether it's a physical sensation or an emotional sensation, just rest your awareness in that sensation only. And just feel it completely, 100% with no filter. Don't do anything beyond that. Do not make any effort from your personality to clear or heal anything. Just hold awareness. And that shines the spotlight on it. The divine will come and it will then deal with it far more effectively than your ego can. So that's what tends to get the best results in this process. So that's what I recommend. It may get intense. It will not get so intense that it's too much. I've never had anyone report overwhelm in these tools. The divine will not allow it. So you can relax and just let the energy stir up and clear away. Trust the divine to know exactly what it is that you need to clear. However, if you have a specific intention, you're welcome to pray that now. And I'm going to leave a little space for that. So if there's a particular thing you would like healed, on any level, physical, emotional, mental, psychological, spiritual. You can take a moment now and request that clearing. So I'll leave a moment for you to state any prayers you wish. Everyone's muted, no one's going to hear you. You can speak it out loud if you wish. Okay. I'm being called to introduce an option that I don't normally give in the ceremony, but it's being called, so I'll do it. If you have a specific thing you want cleared, then after we've done the healing invocation, if you wish, you may call up the memory of some challenging incident. And the idea is to bring it up as vividly as possible in your memory, so that not only you're remembering it, but you're also feeling those challenging feelings that occurred when that trauma happened. And that will stir it up hot and fresh, and then the divine can flush it away. So if you are so inspired and there's something you specifically want to clear, you're welcome to do that if you wish. Optionally, you can just relax and let the divine pick and choose whatever is best to let go of or work with. Your option. So I think that's probably a sufficient introduction. So once again, a reminder that the only beings I'm working with here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. Any challenging energy you feel is stuff you already had and is being cleared out. Archangel Michael, dear brother, would you please open two portals, one leading up into the sky, one going down into the earth, and may all heavy energies released by anyone during this process, whether beings or energies or hucha or whatever kind of, you know, less than desirable energy is there, please immediately take this out of portal, so that it is cleared away to where it does no harm to anyone. Thank you. Okay, the portals are in place. Okay, so here we go. I invite you, if you wish, to now repeat the healing invocation after me. You're speaking it to your higher self. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Okay. So I'm going to do some drumming and singing. I'm going to, for those of you on the live call, I'm going to reduce the volume dramatically so the drum does not distort. My voice will be a little quieter as a result, but this is necessary so that the overall sound quality is as good as it can be given the circumstances. So here we go. I'm making that shift now. So relax and just feel breath, or if you have something strong come up, just rest awareness in that sensation. Here we go. Hey!
Shiva, Om Namah Shivaya. Angel, you're
Closed, relax into your breath. Just become aware of how the energy is feeling in your body. Good luck. For most of you guys, it's pretty stirred up, which is just what we want. So as the energy clears, it'll flush out your hands, out your feet, it may go out through chakras, it may just stay where it is and transmute to love and light. Just let it do whatever it needs to do. Okay. So before we do the next healing song, I'm going to have a chat with the dark entities in the field. That includes in your body or in your aura. Or hanging around you. And I'm going to have this chat with them to encourage them to leave voluntarily. So this will be a win-win for everybody, for those dark entities that choose to leave. So I now address all beings of darkness, malevolent intent, low vibration, that are in the bodies or energy fields of anyone hearing my voice right now, whether that voice is live or on the recording. Dark entities, thank you for your attention. I need to alert you to the fact that in a moment I'm going to sing a song of transmutation. What this song does is it transmutes beings like you into beings of love and light. So if that is your wish, please hang around and we'll take care of that for you. However, you might prefer to stay as you are. And if so, then we have a way to guarantee your safety. Archangel Michael, would you please open one-way exit-only portals to the home vibrations of these dark entities? Thank you. Okay, the portals are open. Again, these are one-way exit-only portals. Nothing can come in through them. Only beings of darkness can exit out. So, dark beings, I know a lot of you got trapped here against your will, maybe a long time ago. You'd love nothing more than to go back home. This is your opportunity. I invite you to feel and sense the vibration of the particular portal that goes back to your home place and feel into that. And I know you're very aware of the vibration of deception and lies. Please feel the vibration of my voice and know that I speak truth when I say that if you choose the portal that goes to your home vibration, you will go and you'll arrive there just as you are now. No trickery. You'll go home, you get to hang out with all your buddies back home, and you'll accomplish returning home. And this is a win for everyone. You get to go home. The being you've been hanging around is free of you. Everybody wins. So any dark beings that want to take advantage of this offer, I sense some going already. Find your vibrational portal, go through it, go home, and go with my blessing. And as you all either leave or decide whether you're going to leave, you dark beings, let me thank you for serving as a catalyst for your host. I know y'all's job is to find the weak spots of the beings of light, the ones who serve the light and the high vibrations. And your job is to find their weak spots, find where they're open, take advantage of that. And that lets us light workers know where our next work is, the things we need to heal, the things we need to button up energetically. So thank you for performing that valuable service for us. And at the same time, I invite you dark beings to consider your work finished with the being of light you're hanging around, the human who's on the path of service to other. And consider your job done. Go home, pat yourself on the back, and have a good time with your buddies back there. If you wish. And while you all are either leaving or deciding whether to go, I'm gonna play some chimes to give you some exit music. Lots of dark beings leaving. That's so beautiful. Godspeed. You humans who are feeling the dark beings leave, just relax, let them go. Feels like most of the dark beings have left who are going to go. We'll leave time for the rest to get on through the portals. Okay. So, dark beings, one last time. Just to let you know, the Song of Transmutation is in fact about to begin. So, again, if you want to be sure of maintaining your current form in the vibration you're at, then I strongly advise you to go through a portal now and go home and ensure your safety. You may believe you can stay in your host and hold your current form. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Note, please, that I am accompanied by many powerful beings of the light, and they're going to be working with me to achieve these transmutations. It's not just me. Also, dark beings, know that as we begin the song, the portals will stay open, and your opportunity to go through a portal will remain until the song ends. At that point, the window closes and time's up. Then you're stuck here. So, last call for departure. The transmutation song is about to begin. You humans, just relax, rest in passive breath awareness, and let the energies move themselves.
Poison is the light, poison. Hosanna, the light pours in. The light pours in. The light pours in, 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 as 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 the light pours in.
Take a moment, rest in your breath, see how you feel. Maybe you feel a little bit lighter now, unburdened of a lot of that heavy energy you were carrying in here. Just see how you feel. So the healing round is complete. We're ready now for our next invocation. Is to be one with the absolute peacefulness that you are. So please repeat after me if you wish, Spirit that I am. Please make me one with the absolute peacefulness that I am. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. And let the words go and just relax into not passive breath awareness this time. Just relax into that feeling of peacefulness itself. Whether it's a little bit or a lot, just feel whatever peacefulness is there in your field. And just give it your full attention. Just Feel the peacefulness. Make it your focus. This peacefulness is intelligent divine energy. It is aware that you're paying attention to it. It's delighted by this. Its response is to give you even more of itself, more peacefulness. So even though you, the human, are not making any effort to be more peaceful, it's happening anyway because the peacefulness itself is gifting you with more of itself. So as you simply relax and feeling whatever peacefulness is there, notice that all on its own, it's getting stronger. It's intelligent energy. It's going to give you as much peacefulness as you can stand, no more than that. All these invocations are self-regulating. You can always open fully to them. Never worry about getting too much of anything. There you go. So just let this peacefulness saturate your being. Relax into it. Let it do its thing. You may be feeling light and floaty now. Put your awareness in that part that feels light and floaty. And notice that that part feels just like energy. In fact, that part doesn't even have a shape or a form. It's just formless, vast space. As you relax fully into that peaceful field, you come to rest in your higher self, that part of you that's always peaceful, and it's just pure, blissful energy. Just relax into that. Let it hold you like a mother holding her baby. Now, just fully relax, go to zero effort, let the peaceful energy hold you. And notice that you've just become the peacefulness entirely. This part of you that's floating in the peacefulness doesn't even have a shape, it's all energy. The physical you is still down there below, but that's not what you're paying attention to right now. Just relax into the part of you that's just pure peaceful energy where there's no mental chatter, no challenging emotions. It's always peaceful. Just relax into that part. Just let go and it'll hold you. So this is your higher self, the part that created your human self. Just hang on a moment longer as that beautiful divine being that you really are. However much of it you're feeling or not feeling, doesn't matter, just relax into whatever's happening. Now you can feel that gravity starting to come in, so that means it's time to do the next invocation, which is the embodied awakening invocation. So this one we're just going to say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And our light body, the higher self, is going to come down and merge into the physical body. So if you wish, repeat after me, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And now you'll notice your awareness of your physical body is increasing, and yet you're still aware of that energy body. Return your attention to your physical breath. Feel the breath come in and out whenever it wants to, on its own, no breath control. And just relax in passive breath awareness wherever you feel the breath most easily. Just gently rest your attention right there. And let the divine come to you. Just rest in breath. Don't make it happen. Don't use any effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen here. Just feel breath, relax, be passive. There you go. Now your physical body may feel more like energy now. When you become conscious as the divine self, even physical things feel more like energy than matter. Good. So many of y'all are in embodied awakening now. Just rest there. That'll allow the rest who are not quite there to catch up more easily. The more of us that are holding the space, the easier it is to draw everyone else in. Again, this is regardless of whether you're live or on the recording. Just, it's all the same in terms of the energetics. And when that higher self really settles into the physical body, it creates embodied awakening. The higher self is driving. The human you is in the passenger seat, so to speak. It can always take the wheel again if it wants to, but you'll really find the divine is actually a better driver than you are. Just let it steer. Let it work the accelerator and the brake. Notice how blissful it gets when you do that. There's four key benefits of embodied awakening that can be easily verbalized. One is that there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace throughout your day. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally, you just know what to do intuitively, much more. And there's a lot more bliss. So just relax and enjoy those awesome benefits of embodied awakening. And all of it's just effortless. It just holds itself once it locks in. Feels pretty solid. Well done. If you like the state, ask yourself, would you rather go through your future days feeling more like this or more like the way you were feeling before we started the ceremony? And if your answer is, I like it more like this, we're going to do one more invocation to help lock it in. So repeat after me if you wish, Spirit that I am. Please place my main awareness in my peaceful light body from now on while maintaining optimal functionality in the physical world. Let the words go, relax into breath one last time. You'll be getting some upgrades, especially in the brain, so relax and just let the divine work with you for a bit. Enjoy the influx of energy that's helping stabilize you into this higher level of consciousness. Feels pretty blissful, doesn't it? Just relax into that. Good. Okay. So the next part of the exercise is to open your physical eyes and look around the space you're in. It's okay, you can open them. Engage with the environment around you, whatever that is. And ask yourself, am I still in embodied awakening? Which means as you engage visually with the space around you, is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. All of that's true with your eyes open, then you're in embodied awakening with your eyes open. Well done. Okay, awesome. Let's take a moment to share this goodness with our fellow beings. So if you wish to be a conduit of highest good energy for others, then repeat after me now, Spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of all beings everywhere. And let the words drop and just relax into passive breath awareness. Don't deliberately send, don't visualize, don't imagine. Just feel your breath, be passive at the human level. That makes you a very good piece of pipe. And your divine is flowing energy through you and sending rays out to an unimaginably vast number of beings, every being there is. Each one being blessed by the energy flowing through you. And the universe can do this. It's inconceivable to our little human minds, but the universe can do it with no problem. Just relax and let the energy flow through you and go out to wherever it's needed. Let the higher self do all the work. You just relax and be the pipeline. Notice how good that feels to be the conduit for this beautiful blessing. Whenever you do a highest good blessing like this, you automatically receive energy for your own highest good at the same time. You cannot do this blessing without also being blessed. Okay, well done. Alright, so we're now going to, we got through that pretty quick. Well, it's only about an hour and 15 minutes into the session. Normally we take a lot longer, but this has been a very economical shamanic awakening ceremony. So, how do you maintain this? All you have to do is go to my website, astroshaman.com. The last word on the menu bar is the word invocations. Click that. It'll take you to a page with two previews of posts. The first post with the sort of graphic of the meditating person, we'll talk about the awakening invocation and how to use invocations in general. It's a longer post, lots of good info in there, worth the read. The second post has an image of a crying woman, and that's the post about the healing invocation, how to call in your own healing. So you'll find there's an audio MP3 linked early in the first post that will tell you a lot about this, but I'm going to give you the bare minimum here. There's much more detail in those two posts. I do strongly recommend you read them to get the full download on how to work with these invocations if you want to. By the way, the invocations do not involve all the shamanic stuff. It's just super quick shortcuts. The first post talks about how to use the shortcut, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. It has the long form too, but most people don't need it. Just use those 8 words, relax in the breath, and your higher self can pop right in. A lot of people tell me it just takes them 5 or 10 seconds. So the basic idea, if you want to use this tool in the way it's designed, just first thing each morning, say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Rest in passive breath awareness, let it come. As soon as it locks in, you're done. Go about your business. And you know it's locked in when 4 things are simultaneously true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And then it's just a matter of if it slips during the day, you do it again. Same 8 words, rest in passive breathing for a few seconds, and back it comes. And this embodied awakening actually becomes your new normal. Pretty cool. Very little effort for a massive sweet return. And then if you get triggered, something happens and a strong, challenging emotion or unpleasant physical sensation comes up, that's your opportunity to use the healing invocation. And you just say, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. You say that to your higher self. You relax into the sensation you're having, whether it's an emotion or a physical sensation or both. Wherever the challenging energy is strongest, just rest your attention gently there. Relax, let the divine move the stuff out or transmute it to love and light. And just hang out there till it's clear and go on about your business. The idea is that every time you clear a layer of this old heavy energy, I call it peeling the great onion of consciousness, you awaken a little more deeply. And whatever you just let go is permanently done. Again, more details on that are in the post. And that's basically how to do it. It's real simple, real clear. I was given these tools way back in 2011 in the middle of an ayahuasca ceremony. I've been sharing these tools ever since. They're still, 9 years later, the best tools I have for a person to self-awaken or self-heal. So use them if they're helpful. Okay, I'm going to close the ceremony and then I'm going to open it up to Q&A for the live folks. So just relax while I close the mesa. Actually, I'm being told before I do that, I want to sing the chant that Amma, the Hugging Saint, sings at the end of her ceremonies. It's going to be repeated 9 times. And the basic idea of this mantra is, may all beings be at peace. And if you know it, you're welcome to sing it with me. Again, you're muted, no one will hear you, but sing if you wish. Om Loka Somasta Sukhino Bhavantu, 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 Loka Somasta Sukhino bhavantu loka samasta. Sukhino bhavantu shanti, shanti, shanti. Allies, thank you for this beautiful ceremony. Thank you for holding such a beautiful space for us. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you remain with everyone hearing my voice for as long as it serves our highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us say, and to whom? All right, that closes the ceremony. And if any folks on the live call have a question or a comment, I would welcome those now. Again, would be particularly interested in a quick bit of feedback on the audio quality, on the all of it, including the instruments. So you can unmute yourself. You should see at the... let me just double check to make sure that capability is open to you guys. Hang on. Yeah. So you do have the capability to unmute yourselves. Looks like everybody on the call is coming in through a computer or a internet-connected device. So all you have to do is click the little microphone next to your name, and you'll unmute yourself. So if you'd like to share something live with your voice, do that. If you'd prefer to type in the chat window, then that's fine too. So I'll leave just a moment for any feedback that wants to be shared. And while we're waiting, just rest in breath a moment longer. Just kind of enjoy the afterglow of all this while we wait to see if anyone has something to ask or share. Last call for feedback. Catherine typed, thank you so much. The sound was good. So glad to hear that for the live callers. Awesome. It's taken me a long time to get good sound here. I'm glad it finally happened. Last call for any further feedback, either in the chat room or live, by voice. And it looks like mistyped, thank you so much. My dog also loved the healing. I'm glad to hear that. Animals are real sensitive to energy. Okay. Looks like that's it. So thank you all so much for those who are here. Oh, someone else typed. Thanks, it was quite relaxing. Glad to hear that. Sweet. All right, so that's it. Thank you all so much for showing up, whether you're live or on the recording. Thanks for, if you are here and you're not a member of Awakening Plus, if you're on the live call, then you can learn more at awakeningplus.com. And anyone can attend most of the live calls for free. But only members get to access the archive. There's over 200 recordings in there. And members get access to the member forum. You can get an accountability partner for free to help you stay on track with your goals. All sorts of lovely benefits for membership. All for quite a reasonable price, too. So thank you all so much for being here. Many blessings to you all. And until next time, I wish you infinite blessings. Bye-bye.